Aloha.
Hello and welcome.
We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 459. I always forget to turn off my to turn on Do Not Disturb, and I always get an email or a text during the show. So that's like one thing you can look forward to. Also, me. What else do I do? I get heartburn, indigestion randomly. I now talk to the end of my breath. There's all sorts of things you can wait for me to do. There used to be this one. I think I talked about it here. When I used to pay for TV, I'd throw on the local news, like when I was cooking dinner. And there was this anchor man locally here in LA, Channel 7, Eyewitness News, Mark Brown. And without fail, every newscast, when the camera was on his co-anchor and she was reading something off the prompter, he off camera would cough. And one time I was out to breakfast with my girlfriend and her kid, and we were leaving the breakfast place in Burbank, and I look coming the other way on the sidewalk was Mark Brown and his wife and his young child. And it was all I could do to not say, "Hey man, how's the cough?" Because he did it every day. I should have done it. It would be a better story. I should just tell the story that I did ask him, but I'm not one of those people. Episode 459. You can email us if you'd like, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. We love getting your emails. You come at things from angles we don't always expect. Additionally, you can call us 949-464-TBLS. 8257 is the voicemail line. We love hearing your voices. I know I promised to do one of my subscriber only solo bonus shows, Bonus Bri, last week, and I didn't do it, but I'm going to this week for sure. A lot of people have been hitting me up. It's like the eggnog recipe. Yo, B, where's my bonus, Bri? Hit me with the bonus. And I just have to like figure out a day to set myself up to do it, because I got a bunch of stuff I want to talk about. You can listen to that only if you subscribe to the bonus content we provide. And that's all the stuff we do here every week on the main show. Like today, when we're going to talk later about the relaunch of Army Hammer. You're only going to hear that if you're subscribing to the bonus content. Also, Joe Exotic is back, and he's willing off his items, and we want to know what he has. And you're only going to hear us talk about that if you are subscribing to all the extra stuff we do every week, including my solo show and the after show that I do on the Stereo app with our dear, dear friend, Dolomite D. Dolomite D, who we learned this week, has an app that tells him who's unfollowed him, and he's calling out people for unfollowing him. Could you imagine? No, I could not, but that's, you know, he's different than me. So subscribe, click the link in the show notes, $5 a month, or you get the better deal if you pay for the whole year, $50. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. That app sounds horrible.
Awful.
Dolomite. What? That's like betting the under. Yeah. Why do you want
it's
that?
So depressing.
There's no upside to it.
Not into it. I can only imagine if I had that app, what it looked like right around episode number 270, because there was a lot of people emailing me and making reviews of the show around that time. I can only imagine what the unfollowing was like. Thankfully, I just can't be bothered. Can't pay attention to it.
My boy was watching American Pie yesterday.
Cancelable.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I watched the scene with him when he's fucking the apple pie.
Yeah,
but I was like, oh yeah, that dude who's having sex with the pie. He follows me.
That's
and
right.
I clicked on Jason Biggs on Twitter, and I got this like nervous feeling. It's not like I've interacted with him in like 5 years. I was like, what if he doesn't follow me anymore? And I don't even tweet.
Right.
He still follows me.
Oh, but, nice. But when was the last time he was on there?
I have no idea.
Right.
I just, you know, there's a couple. There's one celebrity that I cherish. But
yeah, Philippi.
But Biggs is also in there.
Philippi's gorgeous. Philippi. Although I think he's gotten an eye job.
Has he?
Yeah. I mean, he started out gorgeous. But, you know, sometimes you need that. The lids start to, I'm going to need it. The lids start to droop into your field of vision. And they got to cut it. I think he got that done.
If it's drooping into your field of vision, that's actually there's a reason you need to have that. That's right. So we talk a whole bunch of stuff, but rarely is it like controversial. We're just saying what we think and stuff.
Yeah.
But after the day after the show last week, uh-huh. I got like it was a few different people who were fired up about me saying that. I think I was talking about Shannon Sharp getting into a fight.
Yeah.
And especially Stu.
Yeah.
Was like, what are you talking about? Men in their 50s shouldn't be getting into fights or something like that. And I was like, I don't believe people should get into fights. And I did clarify on air because I re-listened to that part. Did I say something weird? I said, if your family is threatened and obviously as a white guy, if I am full support, if you're a black guy and somebody drops the N word on you, you're allowed to punch them right in the face.
Let it go.
But from my perspective, I'm a 46-year-old white guy. Like, there's nothing to fight about unless my family's at risk or something.
Totally. Yeah.
And like, I don't believe I've certainly verbal confrontations. That's one thing. Use your words. But like, have you ever seen a fist fight that like really solved things and changed the course of like, oh, now this is straightened out. Like usually it's just really dumb. And after the fight, you're thinking, well, that was a big waste of time for you. And you just got your shirt fucked up or you just lost a tooth. Like it's never actually accomplishing anything.
Didn't we do a story about that pro surfer a few weeks ago that caught one in a bar and fell backwards and hit his head and died?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. And the back of your head. Soft.
That's super sad for him, obviously, and his family. And it's super sad for the guy that punched him in the face. He didn't want to kill him. He was just a drunk, idiot Aussie. So, I would avoid any kind of physical confrontation if you can.
It's dumb. Fighting is dumb.
And especially Shannon Sharp. He walked out on the fucking court like an asshole. He was being an asshole.
He was being an asshole. He makes like Skip Bayless types. Like he's on a show with Skip Bayless.
He is.
He makes these proclamations. Oh, this guy's not a good enough defender. Yeah. And then I think it was Desmond Bane on the Grizzlies.
Oh,
said fuck you or something to Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
And then he's going to get in a fight. Like, buddy.
Yeah.
Your whole point of your show is to get people riled up. So if you see him in person, he says, fuck you. You don't then try to fight him. You're fucking like 55 years old.
Right.
You've got to know that's the way the world works.
I believe it was Howard Stern that said that the people that like me will listen for 15 minutes. The people that hate me will listen to the whole show.
Right.
You know, if people hate you, you're doing something right. Yeah, I agree. Let's not get in fights, guys. And let's not get in fights with the host. Yeah, no fights. I watched this movie. I don't know if our audience probably will not be into it.
Okay.
And it is kind of a weird movie, but I thought it was really good. I think it's called Tar.
Oh, but I've heard of it, but I've not seen it.
There's an accent mark on the A because it's her name.
That's why I was a little worried about seeing it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm not gonna entice anybody to pay the $5 to watch it or however much it is, because it's about a woman conductor of a maestro. She's a maestro,
like the Seinfeld episode.
Yes. And it's a thriller, I guess. And it stars Kate Blanchett. She might be as good at acting as anybody is at anything.
She is amazing.
She is fucking incredible. She plays this like lesbian character, and she kind of plays it like real masculine mannerisms. And then sometimes she'll just start speaking German because she's conducting the Berlin Philharmonic, and it's just like in and out of German, and she has like these long monologues, and it's, she's mesmerizing. It's just an incredible performance. So yeah, if you're into good acting,
she is awesome at everything. Like she played the German, she played the Nazi in that movie, The Reader.
Right.
She's naked in it.
Oh,
interesting. She was naked in a bunch. She was naked in the one where she has the affair with the guy. And also Jackie Earle Haley's a pedo.
Ooh, no, that's Kate Winslet. This is Kate Blanchett.
Oh, Kate. Right, right. Kate Blanchett is awesome also. Yes.
She's very great. I like that one, the Kate Winslet one, other than Jackie Earle Haley being very terrifying, showing up to the pool as a sex offender. But the two, they're bored house wives and husbands.
What's that guy's name? Patrick. He's really handsome.
Patrick. He sings the national anthem sometimes. Yes. Patrick Wilson. And they're like, hey, since we're both home all day.
Yeah, we're at the playground. Right. Why don't we go home and fuck?
Let's just do some fucking. Let's just hang out and just we'll fuck each other while our kids are taking naps. I like that movie. Kate Blanchett did one where she was a teacher and she was fucking her students and she was real. And I hate that fantasy myself. I'm totally against it.
I've said it many times. I was really trying to figure out a way to unlock that key, unlock that door. When I was in high school with the Spanish teacher, it just never worked.
I know. There were none worth a shot I grew up.
But this one was like 23 and I was 18. You really wanted it to happen.
Stop it. How about professors that fuck their students? That's allowed.
I got an assistant professor. GA to fuck the girl I was dating's friend, and then he hooked me up with an A in that class. Because those big lecture hall classes, like the GAs do everything.
They do,
The professor just like speaks every day, but like the GA is the one in charge of the grade.
Oh yeah,
and I saw him at the bar. And he's like, hey, those girls you're with, are you dating one of them? I was like, yeah, I'm dating. And the other one's a friend. And then I could tell he wanted in.
Yeah.
And I knew that this girl was of loose morals.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
I bet. But then we had to go back to my apartment. I was trying to keep it going. My buddies were already home.
Oh, no.
And they're like, what are you doing bringing like a 25-year-old guy here? Like, what's going on?
He's just trying to get a piece. Let's ride this out.
Yeah. And I got an A.
Yeah. And your hands were clean.
Did any work.
Yeah. You didn't even do anything. You didn't even bang her.
But he was the junior professor fucking a student.
Yeah. That is like, you know, it's always a weird thing and it's totally acceptable. I think it's forbidden or frowned upon at some places, but some places it's just like,
I think you would lose your job, right?
Remember Donald Sutherland in Animal House? He was
without the pants on.
Yes, yeah. They were smoking a J, and he banged Karen Allen. The Super Bowl's this week. I really don't care.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's always bad when it's also a division rival in there.
Yeah.
So the Eagles are in Washington's division. So that final four in the NFC, it was – three NFC East teams and the Niners.
Right.
I was like, this isn't good.
I mean, Jalen Hurts is so good.
He is.
He's so good. I'll watch it.
I don't even understand like when people are like, oh, he came out of nowhere. Like he was a Heisman finalist for.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have dropped to the second round.
No, I agree.
He was a Heisman finalist for Oklahoma after having a successful career
at Alabama.
Yeah.
The guy can play. So should we talk about some prop bets? We like to talk about those.
Yeah.
How about,
do you have them?
I got some here. Yeah. I like the exotic ones.
My general take on it is I think the Eagles are going to I think they're just going to overwhelm.
Yeah.
Over time. I just have a feeling, unfortunately, I'll be cheering for the Chiefs, but I think they're going to cover that 1.5 points.
And Mahomes has that hurt ankle, you know, and the other than when my guy Minshew was in there looking handsome as fuck, The Eagles have been dominant all season. How many punts will there be? 6.5 is over under.
I'm going to take the under.
I would take the under too. Although the game usually starts pretty slow. They haven't played in a couple weeks. There's that long opening. So it seems they're usually punting right away.
But I feel like one of the teams, and my guess is that the Eagles are going to punt like maybe once the whole game.
Yeah, exactly. And look, punting's stupid. They shouldn't be punting at all. Yes. So let's just go for it every time. Yeah, I like the under there too.
Fun fact.
Yep.
I've never punted in Madden in my entire life. In my entire life, I never, like, there wasn't a time in seventh grade or whatever. I was like, you know what? Maybe I should punt. It's 4th and 30 on the 1 yard line. Never.
Do people punt though? Cause I haven't played in a long time, but I used to play it on Sega and I don't think I ever punted.
No.
Yeah. I also would play Bill Walsh college football.
Some people do, but it comes with Bill Walsh college football is fun.
Right. You could play those legacy teams, the classic teams. Yep. We love the anthem. This doesn't say who's singing. Oh, Chris Stapleton. Love Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton, younger than, how fucking old is this guy? He's younger than us. He looks old as fuck. He's doing the anthem. He's a dude. The over under, well, you can get it. It's anywhere from 119.5 seconds to 125 seconds. I like that 125, and then I take the under. Because he's a dude. He's not stretching out the notes.
Beautiful voice. I'm gonna take the under as well. Wait, didn't he? So because I heard there was going to be like a hip hop history thing, I DVR'd the Grammys last night. I don't watch award shows.
Yeah.
But I did zip through it. And what didn't he? He did Higher Ground with Stevie Wonder last night.
Oh, he did.
That sounded good.
Yeah, I bet that was good. What else do we have here? Coin toss. We like tails there always. That's an even money proposition, obviously. So who's the halftime act?
It's
Rihanna. Yes, Rihanna. Over under on number of songs, 9.5. That is quite a few songs.
I feel like the trend these days is like
medley.
Crazy medley. Yep. So you get a crazy number.
Also, this shouldn't even be on the board because somebody knows they've rehearsed it. It's, you know, they put the CD in push play. So it's, I don't think you can really bet that. More props on the halftime show. Let's click that. Let's see here. Okay. Number of songs. First song. I don't know any of her songs. Diamonds.
I think I would recognize like a couple of them if I heard it.
Yep.
But I don't know any by name.
I know Umbrella. You know what she did? Didn't she do "We Fell in Love in a Hopeless Place"? We fell in love in a hopeless place. I know that one. I feel like she'll start with that. That is, I think that must be called "We Found Love." I always thought it was "We Fell in Love." Plus 1100. Is that bad? Those are good odds, right? I don't know the pluses and minuses.
Yes, plus 1100. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't want the big minuses. You want the big pluses.
Yeah.
I got a Rihanna halftime prop. Oh yeah. Rihanna shows cleavage. Oh, yeah. Yes, -500. No, +270.
I could see her. I mean, obviously
covering up. No.
Well, hold on.
But that's why the odds are so bad.
What if she decides to wear like a skin tight bodysuit?
Does that count? Because you're seeing,
I think you got to see
underneath.
Skin. I think you got to see skin. You got to see the actual cleave of the breasts.
I'm seeing a picture where she's wearing like chainmail, and you can see the breasts.
Yeah,
but does that count as cleavage?
Counts. I think that counts. Gatorade color. It's almost always clear anymore.
Yes. Yeah, it's always clear.
That's +500. That's a good bet there because orange is the favorite. +350.
When we've done this every year, I pick orange and it's always clear.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like it's pretty much always clear.
This is a dark one.
Yeah.
Will a player leave the game and not return due to concussion symptoms? Yes, +120. No, -150.
I mean, that's a pretty good bet.
seems like it happens kind of a lot. And
I feel like it happens every game.
Yeah. Yep. Ooh, cross sports props. What kind of, LeBron James points plus assists plus rebounds. Against what?
Plus sad emo tweets when his team doesn't get the trade.
Oh, versus Jalen Hurts rushing yards. So points. So if he has 25 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds, that's 43 rushing yards. I mean, Hurts runs the ball a lot. He's getting at
least 50 really depends yards. On what kind of day. I could see him if things are clicking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take LeBron's on that.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
He will he can certainly run, rip off 25 yards here or there.
Yep.
But he also will get the 7 yard quarterback draw by the goal line.
He doesn't break off 30 yarders.
I don't think so. He's a great runner, but I think they want him passing or the threat of him running helps the Miles Sanders in the run game.
You can actually
say LeBron.
Okay. I guess you can put any of these across from each other. Fred Van Vliet points and assists versus Chiefs total points. Is Fred Van Vliet really? I always want to say Van Vliet. That V in the middle is just confusing.
Van Vliet. I went to school with a guy with that name, so I know that name.
I knew a Van Vliet. He's good.
Well, isn't there also Greta Van Vliet? Is the Led Zeppelin sounding
fan? Yes. Yes. Right.
I'm going to say Van Vliet. He's a good player. He was on those good Wichita State teams.
Right.
He's Raptor.
Shoots threes. I think he's trying to get a contract too.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get that bag. So he's going to get. How about this one? This is an absurd one.
Okay.
If the Chiefs win, will Andy Reid be doused in barbecue sauce after the game?
What?
And it was a legit. Yes, plus 1,600. No, minus 15,000.
I mean, is that a thing that's happened before?
I don't know. Celebrity special.
Just because he's a fat ass?
Well, KC, they love their barbecue sauce.
Oh, right. But they're not in Kansas City. They're in Arizona.
But betting no to that is
boring.
Is not right. Minus 15,000. You're not going to.
Yeah.
Celebrity specials. Who will be shown during the Super Bowl? And maybe I'm going to have you guess.
Okay.
Who the most prominent celebrity?
Oh, I'm going to get it. I'm going to say it right now. And you're going to be like, Brian, you got it. Kevin Hart.
Oh, he's number two, minus 250.
The singer Pink.
Pink. Not on. Oh, yeah, she's plus 400.
I believe she's.
I didn't know she was Philly.
Yeah, she's from Philly. Hold on. There's got to be somebody obvious that's from Philly that I'm not thinking of.
I think they showed him in the owner's box last game.
Daryl Hall.
Oh, I love Daryl Hall, but no, he didn't make
Blue Eyed Soul. I can sing. Okay, who is it?
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, 500. Right.
And then Mike Trout is a big time Eagles fan. He's minus 120. Matt Damon, he's not Philly.
Oh, that's stolen valor. What's he got to do with it?
Maybe just because he's famous. Does he have a movie coming out?
Is he selling crypto still? Maybe he's selling
fortune. Crypto. Fortune favors the bold.
Rob
McElhaney.
Oh, right. But he's not that. I mean, is he famous? Like people, I know who he is.
That show. Welcome to Wrexham. I Always Sunny in Philadelphia is what he's famous for. Yeah. But then he and Ryan Reynolds have that. They bought a Welsh soccer team, and it's like an FX show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I've seen him. I've seen him a little bit. He's around.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt also. He's not Philly. He's the Ozarks.
No, he's from Missouri though.
That's what I'm saying. He's Ozarks.
Yeah,
he's
not, right. But that's KC.
Right. I'm forgetting.
Yeah,
I'm
it's just, not all
I'm
Philly
just thinking
people.
Thinking Philly people.
I don't. Brad Pitt doesn't.
Will Smith.
Oh God, let's hope not. Brad Pitt doesn't strike me as a sports fan.
No, it wouldn't shock me if he went the Rob Lowe NFL route.
Yeah. Yes.
Couple more. Okay. Will Smith plus 200. Miles Teller plus 200. Ben Affleck, again, he might be there because J-Lo drags him around everywhere.
That's true. And Miles Teller, they were showing him Philly? A lot at the World Series. Yeah, he's a big Philly guy. So I could see that.
She wouldn't. I know she's everywhere.
Travis Kelce?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And DiCaprio 400?
No.
That's the only other one.
He's New York. Isn't he like a Yankee fan? He should hate Philly.
I've said the Super Bowl I went to, there's just lots of random celebrities there.
Right.
It's pretty weird how many celebrities are there.
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah, I do like the anthem is fun because it's usually right. They're usually pretty close.
It comes down to like the last few seconds. Yeah. Here's one that I don't know how you could check that. It would be very hard. But what do you think the over under for number of beers sold will be?
How can they even count that up?
I don't know. State Farm Stadium is that Vegas?
No, Glendale. It's the area. Oh, I don't know what it used to
Cardinals,
be called.
Cardinals.
Yeah.
Their capacity is 63,400 seats.
So you gotta say that they're probably average 2 beers per fan. Wouldn't you say? Or 3? It's probably 2.5 beers per fan. So what's that? Around 150,000 beers, I bet they sell.
They set the over-under at 120.
See, that's about 2 each. Yeah, a little under.
I would take the over, I think. But also, it's a lot of people who aren't even
they're too
as
cool
into
for
the
school.
Game.
Yeah, they're too cool
so
for school.
So that's like just to be seen and maybe you're, I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's I could see the under coming in there because there's a lot of dorks like those guys you took to the Diamondbacks game.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Ross and I forget the guy's name.
Wow,
one guy.
Okay. Hit us with your prop bets, fans. Let us know what you think. Till then, you want to talk some sports, Ed?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give Hetero Life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
What a fucking song.
Great song.
Ed.
We got it. We lost
who
a couple.
Died?
Couple.
Rest in peace.
First up.
Rest in peace.
Leaping Lanny Poffo, 68-year-old wrestler. And I saw him called the genius. I thought he was Leaping Lanny.
I don't. So I'm so glad you said that because, as I've said many times, I was a huge pro wrestling fan, but then I turned 11. So I remember him being Leaping Lanny Poffo. But I think there were times. Get this.
Wait, he just changed his. You can just change
gimmick,
who you are. Like
you got,
Hulk Hogan could have become somebody else.
Yeah, these guys have different gimmicks. I remember flipping the channels and he would be in a cap and gown at times. Oh. And I believe he read poetry. Do you want to hear one of his poems?
Oh yeah.
In tribute?
Sure.
Okay. It looks like the Hulkster, very tan, rocking lots of gold, looking super bald. And he's like, and Vince McMahon has like a late night style talk show or something. And
that must have been great.
Right. He's interviewing the Hulkster.
I'm brother.
I'm sure of that. Hi. Lanny
Poffo has remembered you, and as a matter of fact, wrote a little poem. Lanny Poffo wrote a poem in your honor. Let's take you to the videotape.
When the holster hits the ring, that's when it hits the fan. A nuclear explosion from a modern Superman. There never is an empty seat. They line up in the rain. Not even Halley's Comet could make the fans refrain. In the magic of the moment, when the action gets intense, kids from 6 to 86 are raptured with suspense.
6 to 86?
There has never been a hero of such magnitude before. He's been the champ for 1 year now, and here's to many more.
All right. Leaping Lanny Poff. Now, he was a jobber. Do we call him a jobber? Like, because...
He was leaping Lanny.
Right. If you have a gimmick, then you're not really a jobber, right?
Jobbers would be like Dave Stevenson.
Right. Or Iron Mike Sharp. Iron Mike Sharp had that Canada's greatest athlete. Iron Mike Sharp had that leather. I can't believe they would let him wrestle with that. He had that leather wrap on his forearm and he would put shit in there. Or I think it was just considered.
He was like a generic heel.
Right, right.
But a true jobber would be like this random guy who just had like a regular name. You're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like I worked with a jobber. Ted Stevens. I don't know who he is because it wasn't like he was the Rooster or something. Right. He was just like a guy's name.
Yeah. Very sad. Randy, did we say that already? He's Randy Savage's brother. Randy Poffo and Lanny Poffo.
Yeah. You would think Lanny would have been like, well, was he the younger? Because you would think he'd be like, hey, I'm going to be Lanny Savage.
Right.
And then we could do something. Instead, he just went with the name Poffo.
Jump on that. Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, Randy Savage, Randy Poffo. It should be noted that that's because you can't see. Maybe I'll put a link in the description. It's in that beautiful reading of Lanny Poffo's poem. He was wearing a suit of armor. And he had a perm and a mustache, much like the 80s illusionist Doug Henning.
Oh, Doug Henning.
Yeah.
Gone too soon.
He was going for it. Maybe Lanny got into wrestling first because, as we all know, Randy Poffo was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals, and he was playing some minor league ball for a while.
You know, his teammates were like, dude, can you just like go wrestle or something? You're really like bumming us out.
Wait, it's like, where did you get that voice? Do you have to do that all the time?
He's in the batter's box and he's like,
yeah, I'm going to be waiting on that Charlie, Uncle Charlie.
You better bring the heat, meat. I'm going to. Yeah. Legend. It's gone too soon. 68. Too young.
Yeah, RIP Bobby Bethard. He was the Redskins Hall of Fame GM. He was also a Chargers.
Right, I believe he drafted Ryan Leaf.
He drafted Ryan Leaf, but they said that he used to, with the Redskins, he would trade a lot of the first round picks. Yeah. But the two first round picks he made were Art Monk and Darryl Green. So they're both Hall of Famers. And then he drafted Seau.
Right.
So that was his best pick with the Chargers.
Do you think he would trade down and then trade back up and draft a third round linebacker first? Like Kevin, is that where they got
like
the moving?
Kevin Costner?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
He was 86.
Yeah. Good run.
We deja vu on February 1st, just like February 1st the year before, Tom Brady. Same day.
That's another thing to hate about him. He did that on purpose.
He did it on purpose, and like he blew up on somebody a couple days earlier, being like, how the hell do I know what my future is going to be? Like, he knew everything was planned. He had this video sent out at 6 a.m. to beat everybody to it. Like, the worst. Tom Brady retired from football, this time for good.
Yeah, and look, people, you know, people get on me. They're like, how could you not like Brady? Hey. It's no question. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's got all those rings. He's got all those rings on his fingers. But the
football
fact
is a team sport. It's a team sport.
Sure.
He also played anybody in the else worst got, division.
Anybody else got
top 10 defense?
Anybody else got 7 Super Bowl rings at quarterback?
He's in the conversation, but like him winning 7 versus somebody else winning 3. Who knows?
I mean, that's a team sport. That's twice more plus 1.
It's, he's a great quarterback. He's, but like,
look, I don't like the guy.
People love going goat, goat. Like, who knows? He's one of the best.
He's 0-2 against Eli Manning. I know that.
Right, and Eli Manning is not all there.
Right. That's even more impressive. Also, what were the fucking Falcons thinking? They had a massive lead.
Shanahan.
Yeah. So what was it? Oh, people that like Brady, they're like, oh, how could you not like him? First of all, he retired on February 1st twice. That was on purpose. Super douchey. Then also, he specifically retires on the slow week between the championship games and the Super Bowl so he can get the maximum amount of attention.
Right.
Huge piece of shit. Also, I saw something today. He posted some picture in his underwear with his hand over his dick.
Yes.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah. But that was already on his schedule like a month ago.
Right.
Okay. On February 5th, I'm going to post a picture of my underwear. Like, there's nothing authentic about him. He's a fucking weirdo robot.
Yes, totally.
He's going to be terrible on TV.
That we have to look forward to. Also, he faked that video of him making a hole in one or holing out from the fairway where the drone followed his ball. Fake.
Oh, no. Fake. I didn't know about that.
Fake like every golf shot you see on the internet. Fake. Fake as fuck.
My friend Telly.
Yeah. Oh, he's not happy.
This isn't good. Mm-hmm. Colorado State apologized for some of their fans chanting Russia at a Ukrainian basketball player. I think he played for Utah State and they were chanting Russia.
I mean,
not good.
Rams. This isn't going to be popular. People aren't going to like this. It's kind of funny. It's funny in the fact that it's so juvenile
and it's so
unfunny.
Also because in most scenarios, yes, but like this dude might have lost like half his family.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it is. There is. People are actually dying. My son was telling me that they buy the Russians and the Ukrainians buy like cheap drones off of Amazon, and they'll just fly over the top of you and drop a grenade on your head from an Amazon drone.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's terrifying. So look, I mean, it's not that funny. I mean, it's a little bit funny. It's kind of funny. And anytime there's a chant story that we do.
Yeah.
I am compelled to talk about my high school pep rallies where our gym was segmented. So one class would be in one section. One class would be in another section. Times four. You get it. And each section would erupt in a hilarious rhyming chant about their graduation year. So like if you graduated if you graduated in 91, you would say 91 has more fun or something like that.
Yeah.
92 is better than you. My graduation year was 93. And we had two chants. One, of course, was 93 is Irie because we were all stoned all the time. And then, of course, the classic that would get it broken up, 93 is not drug free. We would chant and it's to the great dismay of the administration. The
administrators.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were douche chill moments. People get like super proud of their class.
Yes. Totally. Also, I didn't make up those chants and I probably ditched most of those assemblies because they would like the security guards would try to herd you in there and everybody would be like trying to peel out different directions and they'd chase you down in a golf cart. So I take no credits. That would be stolen valor, but it did occur.
One more thing about the Russia Ukraine thing. I saw a tweet today. Or maybe it was the other day, Kevin Sorbo wrote, can I add Ukraine as dependents for my taxes this year? And then somebody responded, you don't work enough to pay taxes. dime store Hercules takes another L. CBS executives staged an intervention for Tony Romo due to his slipping performance.
So I don't, I guess I don't pay enough attention. Jay Stu was getting real mad that he didn't.
I was just going to say, yeah. I didn't pay attention, but yeah. I know Jay Stu is really mad about his performance.
There was some like last second touchdown or something, and Romo got too excited. He didn't let it breathe. But he was excited, and he's genuinely excited. Isn't that what you want? Maybe it's not a textbook Vin Scully let it breathe.
But I'd rather somebody's excited than give me the Joe Buck.
Yes, right.
I do think that they've been dropping these hints like, oh, Romo's slipping and all this. This is all coming from one man.
It's Nance
who hates his guts and wants out. He wants out of that partnership. So if you plant these kind of stories, oh, he's slipping and this and that. And then in August, when CBS is like, hey, we're rotating our teams.
Yeah.
Then you'll know.
Right. Well, you're right. 100% right. It's also, I think Romo makes like close to $20 million a year.
Right. And that money's not going away.
No, and so you can't really have him on your B team. You got to make it work on your A team. He's the big money guy. Now, hold on. Idea. Let me run this by you.
Okay.
What if, to get him motivated, Jim Nance were to give him his tie? Like at the end of the game, when he doesn't step on one of Nance's pre-written catch lines, tag lines. He goes, hey, good job today, Tony. You didn't get too excited and start jizzing all over that last second field goal. I want you to have this. It's Brooks Brothers. It's my tie. Here you go.
That's amazing.
I would love that. Also, one thing I always like to mention about Tony Romo, he wears a toupee. He's really good at golf. He went to a small school. I think he might be like Illinois, Wisconsin. Do we hate him because he's from Wisconsin?
Isn't he Eastern?
Yes,
Michigan.
Sure, Eastern, maybe.
He didn't go to a big time school.
No, he didn't.
Eastern Michigan, I think, or something like that. I didn't know he wore a toupee because I don't know if I've seen him. I thought he was pretty bald already.
He's fixed it. As soon as these guys go on TV, they do something, and he's got a piece. He's got some kind of hair system.
I've really thought about it.
It's full and lush in the front. It's crazy.
Oh, really? I'm just picturing him as a balding guy.
Take a look. Uh-huh. One of these, Romo, not Nance. Nance is bald.
I'm talking about Romo.
Yeah, Romo. Okay. The one thing I love about Tony Romo is that he was dating Jessica Simpson.
Yes.
And he was.
It's my teammate.
Yeah. Remember she would wear that. Yeah. She would wear she would wear like a pink Romo cause she's from Texas.
They went to Cabo.
Right. Yes.
Eastern Illinois.
Yeah. He was dating Jessica Simpson and he was ready to break up with her. He was like, you know, it had run its course, but then his birthday came around and she gave him like $100,000 speedboat for his birthday. So he had to stay in the relationship another few months because it's a pretty expensive gift.
You can't bounce after that.
Yeah. And then he married a chick that looks just like he's really got his type is like those Texas blondes. So yeah, I like Romo. Oh. I mean, I don't, you know,
I,
he gets
I
pumped up.
Oh yeah. This Candace Crawford.
Oh, is that his wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at her.
Yeah. Good for you, Tony.
Pretty good work, Tony.
It's a lot.
There's a Chiefs super fan who goes by the name Chiefsaholic, who's been accused of robbing a Tulsa credit union, and he's seeking a release ahead of the Super Bowl because he wants to see his team.
So I talked about Chiefsaholic on my
Baller
Bright or Bonus Bright. This fucking guy, he would go to the road games and he would stop and do an armed robbery on the way. And people are like, he had a big Twitter presence. And he would tweet about, hey, look at me, I'm down in Houston at the game.
But that's how he was funding these trips, he was robbing banks?
Yes, he was knocking over liquor stores on the way. And people were like, and he's like, oh, you know, I made some good investments, blah, blah, blah. He would talk about it. Also, and this drives me crazy, he would show up in a wolf. He dressed as a wolf, like full costume.
Oh, so he needs to stay in jail.
Yes. The chiefs are not wolves.
I think they might have a mascot that's a wolf.
Shut up.
Yeah, because I think the mascot issue itself is problematic for the Chiefs. So yeah, I think they might be one of those clubs that has like
a weird. Stop it.
My Commies, like everybody was all mad that they didn't have any hogs. So now their mascot is like a hog wearing military stuff.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad.
But I could see the Chiefs doing something like that. Like, hey, let's distract from the fact that we've got a person as the mascot. So let's have a wolf.
A wolf. Yeah. Kind of silly. But hey, whatever. Chiefsaholic. He's going down. Like, he's not dodging this. And look, give him the bail because where's he going to hide? The guy is dressed as a wolf everywhere he goes. Like, you're going to see him around. He's not going to.
If you see the wolf going, like, heading into your bank.
Yes, that's BS. Oh, I wonder if he wore the wolf costume to do his robberies.
Right. That's his disguise.
Oh, amazing. Okay. Let's do some email, voicemail stuff.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are used to shit.
He's fat. He's even worse than ish. His thoughts are worthless shit. This Brad in New York is a wordsmith.
I wish we could get another song out of him.
Oh, he'll make us a song. We need a song for something. He'll make us one.
Think of a song that we need.
Yeah, he'd love to do it. Problem is, occasionally, he'll make a song. I mean, all his songs are great.
Right. Well, certain songs have been canceled.
That's right. Some go a little too far.
Scoop It Up went pretty hard.
It's a tough listen. Like, look, I get what he was going for.
I get it.
Yeah, it's
tough.
It's like some of those Stern segments back in the day where you just be like, oh,
yeah,
especially when he had the TV show, like he'd do this Channel 9 show. I'd be like, oh, I get that you're trying for something and I appreciate that, but it's a little tough. Okay. Couple voice mails. Here we go.
Bri Beck.
Whoa.
Yes.
Edward. What is up, fella?
Manuel.
Hey, so,
a super fan.
February 1st, 2023, not to be confused with April 1st, which is April Fool's Day.
Okay, a couple things.
First of all, April Fool's Day is an awful thing.
Of course, it's horrible. Who is going to confuse February 1st with April 1st?
Tom Brady retirement day.
Right. Don't get confused, guys. It's not April Fool's Day. He didn't even say April. Oh, yeah, he did. Don't be confused. It's not April Fool's Day because it's the first day of February. FYI. And also, you would never get confused because Jason Stewart makes that one tweet at the beginning of every month.
I can't believe it's already February.
Yeah. But people that are that one guy, you know, that's doesn't understand the passage. No, he's great. Jason Stewart, not to, you know, some people complain if I talk about certain people too much on the show, but Jason Stewart does a thing and it just stuns me every time. And I know, you know, because he's done it to you and I together before, and he did it to me today. He sends me a text And this is, first of all, his text coming green, which is annoying.
And when you send remember, I tried to send you guys a link.
Yeah. Yep. You can't see the link
the other day.
You don't see the preview.
You don't get the preview. Yeah. And I felt embarrassed, but I felt like I should also send it to Jason.
Right. Yes. No, I hate that.
It was about the bike shop, man. 40th anniversary.
I did see the preview on my end.
Oh, okay. I couldn't see it I sent it out and I was like, this is all Jason's doing because he doesn't have an iPhone.
I'll tell you what, there have been so many times that I just choose not to send a text or an emoji because it distresses me to think about what it will look like to that droid person on the other end.
Right. Yeah. It's tough.
So Jason sends me this text today. Three words. Check your email.
Oh.
Isn't the email enough? Like, doesn't the email announce to me that I have an email from Jason? Do I need additionally to get a text message to let me know that there's an email that's already letting me know that I have an email? Right?
Yeah.
It's like people that call you and go, can you talk? Well, you obviously don't care. You called me.
Right.
But that's actually not as bad as what Jason did.
My mom still leaves voicemails and I've never checked. Like, I know that she's called because I see that missed call.
Yeah.
But then the voicemail, I don't listen to the voicemail.
You don't glance the, like I do with these calls, you don't glance the transcription.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
But when it's coming from my mom, it's going to be kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Edward, just wondering what you're doing. You know, it's just like checking in stuff.
Does she ever call you to tell you that she ran into Elliot Spitzer's prostitute at the sex worker at the park because she lives near her?
That's right. I should try to find out. My mom lives very close to John Stewart. Like a block away.
Oh, the high rent district. You're like Pete Schlitzky living next door to Gary Gaetti. Balling out. Okay, let's see what. Oh, also, Manuel calling in. Congratulations for getting off the night shift. Clearly, you're back on days because you're listening to the pod again, or you're at least calling it. Right. Good for him.
But some fool is going around Twitter saying that your boy Manuel Gardena, a.k.a. Matt in L.A., is dead.
Well, hold on. I could actually speak to this because it was pretty funny.
It had to do with the shark.
Last week, we talked about a guy
in
Mexico who was diving for mollusks.
Well, first we were speculating if he was on the ABC Wide World of Sports Acapulco diver.
Yes, yeah. I was thinking scuba, but then I was like, wait, what if he was a cliff diver? And then when he went to dive, the Universal Studios jaws came up and just snapped his head off midair. So Ryan in Wichita, and I happen to remember this because Ryan in Wichita almost exclusively tweets or emails the show about scatological events. So, and this wasn't that. The guy that got his head bitten off by a shark was named like Manuel Lopez or something. And he's like, hey, it's your Manuel. And I was like, fuck, why didn't I think of that? So Manuel has apparently seen it and he's calling in. And also what's AKA? He's Manuel from Gardena, AKA Matt in LA.
He's never been Matt in LA on this show.
Yeah, you're Manuel and Gardena, buddy. You got a song. You're Manuel and Gardenia.
You're the only caller with your own song.
That's right. It's amazing. Okay, let's see what he has to say about that.
Not cool, dude. Not cool. In the hood, you can get a smack for that. But I guess must be a fan of mine.
Well, we all are. Because that goes without saying.
I don't know. I do appreciate Brad Brybeck's comments, you know, on the whole thing. And yes, I am a fan of his, as he always says.
That's right. Good dude.
But no, fellas, the world is not rid of Manuel from Gardena.
Hell no.
God above is still shining his light on your boy and will continue to do so.
See, this is a great call right here.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. He's about to talk for almost two more minutes. I could see here. He's spoken for a minute nine.
Do you think he's just going to keep talking about his health?
It's the same
or
thing.
Or do you think he's going to turn the tables on Tesla or
BMW
or mini bikes or billboards?
The handicap? Or
Ellen DeGeneres?
The unhoused?
Right. He doesn't like the unhoused.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see where he goes. I'm excited. He hasn't called in a while.
Right.
But speaking of rhinos, I've noticed during this NFL playoff run that offensive coordinator in the NFL.
Oh, he's going to break tape.
Seems to have the prerequisite that you have a head the size of a rhino. My goodness. From Greg Roman to Wink Martindale to Kellen Moore.
Okay, I got a lot of things to say. First of all, he said, I was going to let it go. But he said, speaking of rhinos, we were not speaking of rhinos. He was not.
I thought he was going to talk about Republicans in name only.
Right. That could be. Yes, that would have been more interesting. And then he said these guys have rhino sized heads. So he was calling back to a thing that there was not to call back on. Now, also,
that would be like if right now I was like, speaking of waffles, you'd be like, well, right. We weren't talking about waffles.
Exactly. I know this name, and I know that there is a football guy called this, but this is also a game show host name. I believe he used to host
his
Car
name
Sharks.
Isn't Wink Martindale. His name is like something Martindale, and then his nickname is Wink because of the because of Card Sharks. Like it happens sometimes where like the nickname is what the real name was of somebody famous.
Like Dabo. Oh no, that's not a good one. Hold on. I need to know what show. Was it Card Sharks? Wink Martindale. Oh, he's still alive. They were all DJs. He's got a piece. Yeah, this guy did Card Sharks. Winston Conrad Wink Martindale, born December 4th, 1933. Is an American disc jockey, radio personality, game show host, and TV producer.
Tic-tac-toe.
Classic. In his six-decade career, he is known for hosting Gambit. Never heard of it. Wow. Tic-tac-toe. That what I know. That's where you turn the tic-tac-toe. You answer a question and you can turn it over.
He's been playing the field since 1975.
High rollers and debt. I don't know. But I thought he did Card Sharks.
No. He's still actually he's still married to her. I thought he had a 1-year marriage. No, he was married in 75. Whoa. That's his second wife.
Long ass marriage. Well, congratulations to him. And he's, you know, also good job still being alive, Wink.
What do you think his net worth is?
Oh, you might be saying.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
Wink Martindale, I'm going to say.
This is interesting because he worked a lot on a very profitable industry.
Yeah.
He worked in the 70s, right? 60s.
I saw one thing in his bio there on Wikipedia, and that was the word producer. Mm-hmm. So he was such a big name. He's like, if you want me to host debt, you're going to give me a piece of it. Here's another thing I seem to recall. Believe he was hosting some infomercials.
Oh yeah,
back in the 90s, and that could be pretty lucrative as well.
You think he teamed up with Ron Popeil?
Likely. I'm gonna say, I think he might have done that one that was spaghetti pot, but then there was holes in the lid, so you could because it's like, oh my god, how can I pour this into a thing with holes in it? That's impossible. And the spaghetti would go all over the counter, and you go, what if there was just holes in the lid? Amazing.
Yeah. What will they think of next?
I'm going to say Wink. And that's a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, hey, by the way, let's go behind the set with the playing cards on it. And wink, wink, I'll suck your dick. Right? That's what he's telling you right there.
I think so.
You're calling him Wink. I'm going to say Wink Martindale has a net worth of roughly $37 million.
No, not quite. 20 sticks.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Good run for old, for a DJ.
Yeah. Yep.
Unbelievable. Okay. Hold on. I forgot which tab it was on. Here we go. See what, oh, Manuel doesn't like the size of coordinators' heads.
These dudes' heads are ginormous. I mean, boars think that these guys have big heads.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's bigger animals.
In this rhinoceros club that is the offensive coordinators, wanted to pose the question to yourself and Mr. Davey.
Oh, I like this.
You guys ever noticed that? I mean, these guys just have these domes that could put the Seattle King Dome to shame.
Yeah.
The massiveness of the heads on these guys' shoulders is just something to behold.
Yeah.
That's all I got, fellas. I'll take your answer off there.
Thank
of course.
You. Just and throwing another 30
for
seconds.
All you haters out there.
Back to the haters.
Not rid of your boy
That's
Manuel.
Right. Dressing as haters.
While a Manuel Lopez did die, and there's probably 100 Manuel Lopez's, you guys will be surprised to know that while that's my girlfriend's maiden name, it's not my last name.
Oh.
And I would never be a hyphen. So. Oh.
Just peeling that onion.
Wow. A lot going on there.
That's all I got, fellas.
Also,
anybody who wants anybody who want to guess his passwords, now we know his girlfriend's maiden name.
That's right. and he's not a hyphenate. I thought I was about to be amazed that his name was also Manuel Lopez.
Yes, that's what I was hoping.
Who he thinks there's 100 of. There's probably 100 Manuel Lopez's within 15 miles of me right now. there might be a million Manuel Lopez. I can't say I've noticed big head coordinators. I have noticed that all head coaches now are like little like twink
slick
pussies.
Yes.
You know, they all look like date rapists. Right. Like these guys have never played ball. Brandon Staley, who's the guy? Who's the guy that does the Dolphins? No chance.
Oh yeah.
Mike something.
Yeah, I think he's from the Kyle Shanahan family tree.
Right. That's what they do.
Who gives off another vibe of that kind of guy.
Right. Oh, for sure. Yes. Cliff Kingsbury also like a little too put together. Fell. At least he played.
Manuel, you know who has a giant head?
Oh, yep.
Ed Daly. The guy I see in the mirror every morning. Let's not shame the big head people.
That's right. It's
not, come on.
It wasn't up to you. Well,
I didn't choose this head.
Your poor mother, Linda.
My Irish heritage chose it for me.
That's right. Linda Daly or whatever her married name is now. She had to push that head through her birthing canal. Yeah. Couldn't have been easy. What is your hat size? Tell us.
7 5/8.
That's not out of control big. To Travis Rogers.
It was the second biggest on my football team, but there was an Irish kid on my team at an 8 1/4.
Whoa. That's like Oprah size.
Yeah.
Oprah's got a massive head.
Rosie O'Donnell has a big head.
She does. The former MMA fighter and Huntington Beach city councilman.
Oh yeah.
Who had to resign because it was just too hard.
Shame.
To do that job. No, it's just like it's too much heat. He was also married to Jenna Jameson.
I
think he might have left Orange County. I definitely would not fuck with him. I saw him one time. I was picking up lunch and I was like waiting for them to give me my salad or whatever, and I looked over and some guy was eating at the place I was picking up lunch, and I was like, why is there a watermelon on that guy's shoulders over there? And I looked over and it was Tito Ortiz. He's got the biggest head I've ever seen in real life. It was literally like, it wasn't a large watermelon, but it was like a medium to large watermelon. It wasn't the biggest one in the crate, but it was close to it. And it was the same shape, like real long, like that ovular. He's definitely in the eights on the hat size, and he's got a shaved head. I'm a 7 3/8. but I got a lot more hair these days, so I got to go a 7.5.
Okay.
To get it over the hair. But 7.625 is not, it's not out of control.
I don't know. It kind of looks dumb.
I think you're fine.
It feels big.
Well, I mean, that's something no one's ever said to me. So, hey, you got that going for you. Okay, another voicemail.
Hey, Ballers. Katie Shady. I know I'm calling Katie too Shady. Much, but I have a...
Katie, you can never...
You can never call too much.
Right, you can't call too much. You bring fantastic content to the show. We love it.
Gripe with Natalie Suleiman. So, people who call themselves ethical vegans do so...
So we're talking about Octomom. Octomom. Also, somebody point.
She called. Wait, yeah. Natalie Suleiman.
Right, because that's what Katie's that's her name. Oh, that's her name on her Instagram. Remember
what happened to Nadia?
I don't know.
I don't like that Katie is going along with ruse that her true. Name is Natalie.
That's true.
She's not Nadia.
That's true. I don't.
And
like,
then wasn't there a third name?
Naya.
Naya.
Yeah. It's... She's got almost, she's got.
She's almost as many names as kids.
Yeah, she's got 12%, 12% as many names as she does children. And she's got a lot of names. She's, her Instagram bio said ethical vegan. Somebody pointed out to me on the Stereo after show last Friday, I believe it was Erica. She pointed out that back in the day, and I didn't recall this, Octomom did a porno.
Wow.
That is, I mean,
not something I want to see.
No, I don't. I'm not tuning into that one. I'll tell you that much. Oh, but she also claims she's an ethical vegan.
Katie, but what does that mean?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Because they are claiming that they are doing no harm to other living creatures, as well as doing no harm to the earth. However, one of the worst things you can do to the earth, to the environment, etc., is have children.
Fucking A.
So this is a woman who is an ethical vegan but has 14 children. Kylie Jenner does less damage to the earth taking her private jet from Calabasas to Los Angeles once a month than Nadia Suleiman's going to do in her entire life with this entire footprint of 14 children.
You're not wrong.
It's insane to me that she would even say that. So I propose that she changes her title to morally reprehensible, ethically retarded vegan. And that's the
end. Pretty wordy.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
It has a nice ring to it.
I like it. I like it. You know, it's, these vegans, they're all high and mighty. They only care about large animals. Because if you're vegan, and I'm sure Kyle and Scani could tell us this, when he's out there driving the combine over his cornfields, harvesting
his
corn.
We've seen the video.
Yeah. He's murking bunnies, birds, squirrels. Like, there is shit living in that cornfield that is alive when he starts to drive the combine, and it is fucking dead
when he's
finished. Exactly. So, something to think about. They only care about, you know, like farm animals. They don't care about the little annoying ones. Also, Kyle and Scani, he texted me the other day and he's like, hey, is it okay if I text you stuff? And I'm like, yeah. And then he texted me. He was at an ice fishing contest.
Oh my God.
And it was a bunch of dudes sitting in chairs. They didn't have the little house, but they all were sitting in, like, you know, those like foldable chairs that you take to a Little League game.
Yeah.
They were sitting in those with holes drilled in the ice. And one, if you caught one certain fish, it was worth $20,000 because they tagged.
Oh
it.
My goodness.
Yes. I know. I wonder if those dudes from Cleveland showed up. The weights and the fish
with
guys.
With like fake mustaches.
Yeah. There's weights and they'll make their own tag.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, I got it. Look. And they do make like a counterfeit one. Also, you know what he was drinking? This might be a regional beverage, although they have it in Wisconsin.
Not a PBR?
Nope. A Hams.
Hams? Yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah. They had great commercials. Wow. They had the bear. They had the Hams, H-A-M-M.
Yeah.
Apostrophe S. Hams, cool, refreshing. Ham. And it was like a cartoon bear that was running around drinking beers.
Well, I really hope Kyle's next vacation is to New York. Yes, so
yeah,
he and I can meet and we can be text
yes,
buddies.
Yes, you would like it. It was it's very exciting to get a text from the Wisconsin area. Okay. Here's another one.
Brian.
Oh, Stu.
Ed. Stu. This is absolutely short. Thanks for the fan hookup, brother. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I linked up Fan and Stu, and of course they hit it off and they become fast friends. So I'm glad you guys.
Awesome.
I'm glad you guys are buddies. Okay. Couple emails. Brian, Ed, hoping all is well. It has been a while since my last email. I am watching an old Seinfeld episode and Morty Seinfeld's nemesis, Jack Klompas, is in this episode.
I was just talking to a buddy about this email.
Shut up.
I'm just looking at it. Like Christmas, maybe shut like up. The week before Christmas, I was talking about shut this episode. Jack Klompas is the guy that the astronaut pen.
You can write underwater. Yeah.
That's that guy, like cranky old guy who at Del Boca Vista.
Yes. I remember, I when Seinfeld was on, I worked nights and I would tape it on the VCR and then I'd get off work and I'd grab a 32 ounce Miller and I would come home and I would watch my taped Seinfeld, but I don't really watch it in reruns. So I remember it, but I don't remember it that specifically, but I do recall that episode. I was blown away when I saw the actor's Wikipedia page. Sandy Baron is his name. This episode was filmed in 1997. Dude was born in 1936. This fucker was 20 years younger than my best guess. 61 years old. I think George Clooney's like 62 or 63 for perspective. Brad Pitt's about to turn 60. You got to be kidding me. Crazy to think how close in age we are to an actor taking up residency in Del Boca Vista phase 2. Hey, I am Orange County bound Monday. Let me know if you want to connect. Pub quiz in Anaheim. Keep up the great work, John, the Baller Lifestyle military analyst. John, today is Monday. Does that mean today? Sorry, I missed you. Here's another one. Great email, though. Here's another one.
Good email.
So to answer two of your questions, when I was in Vegas a few weeks ago, John Lovitz had a show at the Tropicana, so he's no doubt making some money doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's good money.
Oh, for sure, Vegas. As for James John's, they have all the meat pre-laid out, so it's easy to make sandwiches. Plus, each store has a super small delivery area, so that's why the food gets there so fast. For example, the one that used to deliver to my office only delivered to a few office buildings around the store. That's why they got there so fast. In any case, take this info for what it's worth. That's from our buddy Matthew Richards. I still maintain they make it in the car.
Yeah.
And he fucks sharks.
And the owner fucks sharks.
Wait, Matthew, when you were at the Tropicana, did you happen to go see the greatest Prince tribute act?
What?
Purple Rain, R-E-I-G-N, because my girlfriend loves Prince. I happen to have seen the Prince tribute at the Tropicana twice. And the second time I was there, I was like, hey, that's not the real Prince. And not the real Prince, but not the fake Prince I saw the first time. It was a different Prince. And then I looked over at the next booth and the Prince I saw the first time was at the next booth.
And what was he doing? Scouting?
It was his understudy. And he came over and sat down next to me and started talking to me. He's like, hey, do you think I picked the right guy? I'm looking for an understudy. You think this guy's good? And I'm like, well, he's not as good as you. He's like, I know, but we're working on it. We're getting him there. And I'm like, I was like,
I had to pay full price.
Right. For the understudy to the Purple Rain guy. Then after the show, the original fake Prince big timed us while getting into an elevator. He and I had become chums watching the show. And then I went to say hi to him after the show, and he just let the elevator door close on me. I got big timed by a fake
real celebrity. Prince.
Yes.
Anyway, amazing.
Unbelievable. Oh, this is from LSU Lala. Wait, hold on. I thought we had. Oh, yeah. I don't remember that one. Okay. This is from LSU Lala. He's got a lot of. He's hitting all the high notes here. First and foremost, loud comer, Guy Fieri, hero versus Sammy Hagar.
Who's that loud comer?
Great song. This part where he actually does the coming sound right there. Yeah.
Yeah, really that's good. A great one.
Ed, who do you think? Who would you picture being the louder comer? And you know, I believe they're hawking a mezcal or something together, Guy Fieri. Who everything he touches turns to gold. Similarly, Sammy Hagar also very successful. Who do you
remember? Yeah. Remember when I went to Florence, Italy? And there was a Guy Fieri, pizza place, and it was delicious.
Yes, I do recall that.
Fucking amazing. It was in Italy.
Of course.
Loudcomer, I'm going to say it's Sammy Hagar. Yeah,
it's got to be. The Red Rocker. He can't drive 55.
Which is, pretty much the lamest song of all time.
It was the 80s, you know.
I know it was the 80s, a different time. Yeah. But if you think about that, bad boy, not driving the speed limit.
I know. Also, I was driving in Utah a couple weeks ago, and the speed limit is 80. They got 80 miles an hour on the freeway there.
I don't know if I've ever seen 80.
I think they have someone told me they have the highest speed limits in Utah, and the most
highest death.
Yeah. Sammy Hagar's like a reverse. How fucking old is this guy? Do you want to wager a guess on how old Sammy Hagar is? I guess I kind of just gave it away.
Well, no, I would have guessed he's 68.
It's a pretty good guess, except he's like 75.
Oh,
he's much older. The guy looks fantastic.
He does look good.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another one that Lala sent. Daily's Choice, for those of you not familiar, it's a game we play. Ed made up. Or I think one of the listeners made it up, actually.
No, the listener made it up. Yeah. I just said I'll take a peek if it's a celebrity.
Ed checked out Brandon Spike's Pringles can at a urinal one time.
Yeah, when he was playing for University of Florida at LSU.
And he's announced, if you're famous, he's checking out your hog at the urinal.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally he might venture towards a urinal, and then there's a famous guy at either adjacent urinal. So he's got to make a choice. Ed.
Davey's choice. It's a choice I make. Davey's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Ed. Shaq. Versus, this would be... pretty easy because the second guy's dead. Manute Bol.
So I've seen Manute Bol in person, not his penis.
Gotta be freaky.
But I shook his hand once.
Whoa.
And it was crazy.
What was he like? He was like 7'7".
Yeah. Yeah. He was like crazy tall. And this was an event with a bunch of NBA players.
Yeah.
So everybody was tall. Like, I met Antonio Davis, but he's 6'10". He was jacked, but 6'10". Like, 7'7", he's so much taller than everyone there.
I mean, some
Chris Mullin's like 6'7".
Yeah.
This guy's a foot taller than that.
Still, Chris Mullin's still at this point rocking the flat top haircut.
You can say you watched to it, like Johnny Unitas' haircut.
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Jay Stew and Ron Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. You and me, talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even
and the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers.